This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning to you, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well. I know you're well and you're at home doing Channel 9 news from home and all of the crews, of course, keeping the distancing and recording and all that. Now, with the checkup today on COVID-19, where do we stand?
So we've got another big fat zero for Queensland today, which
yes.
is some fantastic news coming
yes.
out of the state. The state's total sitting at least 1,033. So there's still at least 34 cases in Cairns. The number of active cases has fallen below zero. Now, the Premier is urging people to sign up to that COVID tracing app just so people can map out their movements and make sure that we stop the spread of the virus. So some good news coming out for Queensland, and she was Anastasia Palaszczuk was very happy at the press this morning and saying that if we continue to track as we have been, then hopefully we'll be able to see some of those restrictions eased in the coming weeks.
I can't believe the response by the public for the tracing app.
Yes, it's attracted quite a bit of controversy because I'm sure people are concerned about their privacy and stuff. But, you know, they've assured people time and time again that it's, you know, the goodness of it outweighs the risks of it. So really it's to make sure that people are safe and that we can trace this virus to make sure we stop the spread of it as soon as possible.
Any other COVID news?
At this stage, we are tracking quite all right for now. So it's been okay. Now police have started a new online reporting system. So if anyone sees anyone breaching social distancing rules, they've got an easier way of reporting it now. So being urged to jump online and do that if we see anything in terms of people breaking the rules. And now as well, obviously, we have the fines coming out. So it's very much an involving situation.
Mm. Well, of course, we had 61 cases of people breaching it and paying fine of $1,334. It's up to 67 now. So since we last talked yesterday, six more people have been found wandering around where they shouldn't be and copped that fine. That's a decent amount.
Yes, and I believe it just reiterates the message of the Premier and the health authorities again that if you are caught breaching those rules, there's no excuses. We've been warned time and time again of what we are allowed to do and what we aren't allowed to do. So for people who do break those rules, they will feel the full force of the laws and the regulations that are in place.
Yes, Catton, you mentioned yesterday, of course, that at the weekend we'll be able to go out, have a picnic, go to a national park, keep the distancing as well, and not to travel any further than 50 k's from your home.
Yes, that's correct. So some good news there. I'm sure that people might be hesitant to enjoy the full scale of what this means, though, and it will take some time for the public to feel comfortable with these measures as they are relaxed. And I think because we are also concerned about maintaining our health and our livelihood and stopping the spread of that virus.
Great. Okay, what else as far as news is concerned is happening on Nine News Far North tonight?
So tonight on Nine News, we've got a story about Susan Aquarium getting a $94.6 million boost from the federal government, and that's to get them through the coronavirus pandemic. So we'll be hearing from the member for Leichhardt, Warren Edge, and also speaking to representatives at Cairns Aquarium just about what that means for our region and how it's going to deliver some much-needed funds to a region and our country is already struggling through this pandemic.
And lots of other news happening on Channel 9 tonight, Far North, and that's happening at what time?
At 6 o'clock tonight, Paul.
Terrific, Kat. Have a great day and talk to you soon.
Thank you, too. All the best.